Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, good afternoon. Sunday, July the 5th, 2020. And I can guarantee you we've never had a weekend like this in Washington, D.C., and probably Washington, D.C. sports history. Welcome, one and all, to what are we going to call this? A little sports Sunday? I don't know what to call this. We're with you until 3 o'clock. That's what I know. I am the Rooster. Chris Russell, good to have you with us, along with JT the Vic. Yeah. I was supposed to work 9 to noon. There was a little scheduling switcheroony. So you got Chris Miles for the first 3 hours today, me until 3 o'clock, and you at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. So away we go. We're just going to start hot and heavy with the latest. The head coach of the Washington Redskins, the team currently known as the Washington Redskins. They will not be known much longer than that, or for much longer, I should say. He is not only in favor of a name change, but he also wants it done before the 2020 season. And I truly believe the one reason why he wants it done before the 2020 season is he doesn't want to be asked about it every day. He is, from what I understand, getting very frustrated about, you know, the questions, the controversy, the nonstop drama, everything to do with non-football. And he knows it is going to be an absolute onslaught if they don't do anything by the time the season starts. And even if they do, it will be during training camp a constant theme and a constant set of questions to not only himself, but players, however they're doing all this virtually. He knows it will be a constant issue until they actually announce a name change and become the Washington fill-in-the-blanks. And I'm telling you, if there is one thing that NFL people hate more than anything else, and this goes true, and people don't want to hear this, this goes the same for Colin Kaepernick. The reason why Colin Kaepernick does not have a job has nothing to do with Colin Kaepernick, the talent, the person, but nothing. It's the withering, just the nonstop, endless questions and pounding of what about this and what about that? And what do you think about this? And what do you think? And it's not just for the head coach. It is for the entire locker room and for the entire organization. Let me just be clear. Ron Rivera does not want that in any way, shape, or form. So the all-out push is on to get this done before the 2020 season starts. The 2020 season starts in 9 weeks. It is July 5th, 2020, September 13th, 2020. 9 weeks from today, I guess, the Washington whatevers, I guess that's what I should probably call them right now, the Washington whatevers are going to host the Philadelphia Eagles. The question is whether they'll still be the Redskins technically and legally, or whether they'll be the Warriors or the Red Hawks or the Red Tails or the the Freedom or the whatever you want to call them. I mean, I've seen people, you know, say that the Washington Capitals and spell Capitals with an OLS instead of the way the hockey team. Get lost. No thanks. But there is an all-out charge to get this done so that Ron Rivera does not have to face questions every day at the podium. And that's what he told the Washington Post, that not only is he in favor of doing the interview, of changing the name, but that he would like to, he would ideally like to get it done. Now, just in full disclosure, I asked Redskins Public Relations for the opportunity to have Ron Rivera on the show. I was told that was basically a one-off, and that was in response to basically a structure column that they also put out earlier yesterday afternoon. We'll get into some of that and some of the things that was written in that. So my understanding is Ron Rivera is not doing any more interviews until training camp starts. That's my understanding. So unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it as this. Him saying it would be awesome to change the name by the start of the season. And I'm wondering how you guys are going to react to that. Because now that you have to face the reality that the name is changing, make no mistake about it. This name is never, ever, 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 ever going to last through all this. Okay. They're not doing a thorough evaluation of whether they should change the name. They have no choice. They're cornered. They're backed up into a corner, and they have basically no breathing room at all. They're suffocating. They're suffocating financially. They're suffocating image-wise. They're absolutely no way, no room, no chance that they can get out of this. None. They fought the good fight. That's it. Okay? And if you're upset about them changing the name from Redskins to whatever, I understand you have a right to be upset. You have a right to be bothered. You have a right to be agitated. You can be upset at Dan Snyder. You can be upset at Ron Rivera. We're going to play you a caller from Chris Miles' show a little bit later on, in which he was furious at, not Dan Snyder, at Ron Rivera, which I think is completely misguided. Completely misguided. We're going to play that audio for you coming up. But now that the name change is going to happen, again, make no mistake about it, we all know they're changing the name. The question becomes is how fast do you do this and how quickly do you go through this process and rush it? Now, Ron Rivera told the Post that there's two specific names that he really likes, but he wouldn't reveal which ones they are. I know there's a lot of people speculating about Warriors. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Yesterday morning at just shy of 10 o'clock, I reported on this radio station that what I was told by multiple sources was that Dan Snyder would like to keep not only the colors, burgundy and gold, but some sort of tribute, some sort of homage, whether it be through the logo, the shield, that's he would like to keep, if he could, kind of the logo, the shield, all of that, and pay homage to Native Americans that he feels the name, the logo, the imagery has been paying all along. So I don't know if he's going to back down from that. My guess is he's willing to now finally change the name, but he does not want to completely divorce the 87-year history of the name Redskins, which has been the name since 1933. He does not want to completely divorce that. The shield, the logo, the colors, all of that. He would like to keep. As I've said yesterday morning, as I wrote about on my SI website, redskinsreport.com, I am absolutely fine with them keeping the burgundy and gold. I mean, I wish they would get rid of the French's yellow mustard pants, which they really didn't wear a lot this year. I think they wore it once, maybe not even at all. I can't remember. But they really tried to kind of get rid of that because they realized how stupid it looked. But I would like them to keep burgundy and gold. But I want nothing to do with the past. Nothing. Period. You are forced to make this decision. People are not going to agree with it. I get it. People are not going to like it. I understand it. People are not going to embrace it. He understands that. He's not a dummy. He knows that. Everyone knows that this is an enormous shift of culture, if you will, for this football organization. Maybe 10 years from now, it won't be a thing. I don't know. But for Ron Rivera to say, I'd like to get this done, or, you know, it would be awesome. In other words, I'd like to get this done before the football season starts. My fear is that they are going to rush through this and do something that, again, is going to continue the criticism parade, that is going to backfire on them, that is going to haunt them, that is going to serve as a continuation, as an extension to the nonstop criticism from the media about the Redskins' name. And let's be clear, most fans, and if you believe polling data and all that stuff, most fans are not offended, per se, by the name Redskins. Again, everybody has their views. I'm not fighting the fight anymore. It is what it is. I'll call them whatever their legal name is. That's how I'm operating. Okay? But they cannot afford to make a mistake here. They cannot afford to rush through this. Please, if anybody is listening at 21300 Redskin Park Drive, where I've spent way too many days and way too many hours and, quite honestly, have destroyed a good part of my life, please, please, just slow down. Here's what you do. You announce the first day of training camp, we are changing the name officially. We are going to take our time to thoroughly evaluate what our new name should be, what our new logo should be, what our shield should be, what our colors will be. Maybe you throw in a little sweetener and say, while we go through that process, we have already decided we are keeping the burgundy and gold. Give your fans something to chew on. Give your fans that are so against this name change, something to chew on and something to feel like, okay, maybe not everything is changing. Announce that you are going to officially change the name on day one of training camp. A lot of the furor will calm down, but don't do it. Don't do it on September 12th and be the Washington whatevers on September 13th, week one of the NFL season, because to me, and I could be wrong here, I'm wrong a lot. I'm right a lot, but I'm wrong a lot too. To me, I think the quicker you go through this process, the more hurried, the more rushed you are, the worse it's going to be. And if Dan Snyder is absolutely convinced that there has to be some connection to the name Redskins, some connection to Native American imagery, some connection to the historical and controversial past of this franchise, other than burgundy and gold, he is way off. He is totally wrong. He is really, really, really wrong. Dan's got to know better. Dan's not a dummy. I worked for the guy for 5 years. He's not a dummy. He knows that if you go the Washington Braves, Warriors, Red Hawks, whatever, that and try and keep the logo or something similar, maybe a redesigned logo, something to that effect, that, as people call it, the cancel culture, is going to come back and haunt him. Don't do it, Dan. Don't do it. Be smart. Use time as your friend. Time is not your enemy here. Announce that you're going to change the name. It will create positive press. It will get people off your back. Then thoroughly, thoroughly do it the right way. The slow, thorough way, acquiring trademarks, making sure that it rings true with enough people that are influential. Maybe you secretly poll. I don't know how you exactly do that. I'll let the people that make hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars per year, if not millions of dollars per year, deal with that. But do not rush through this process. Do not feel like you have to have a name, a new name on September 13th. And again, Ron Rivera said, it would be awesome if that happens. He's not saying it will happen or it needs to happen, but he's basically saying, hey, it would be great if we had this done, right? Well, Ron Rivera is saying that as much for, again, the organization's health, as much as he's saying it for, I don't want to answer questions about this every single day. And obviously, once they change the name to whatever they change the name, there's going to be some weird things, right? Players are going to be like, you know, I just want to win for the Washington Red. The Washington whatevers. There's just going to be some times that, you know, old habits die hard. Do it the right way. Do it slowly. Do it a thorough search and thought process, instead of just trying to appease the masses. All right, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. What do you make of what Ron Rivera said to the Washington Post last night? That, again, he'd ideally like to have a name change in place by September 13th. Are you okay with that? Not are you okay with them changing the name? That's happening. Are you okay with it being that quickly, that soon? And what do you think and what do you make of, again, Dan's reported through me thought process that he would like to keep some of the traditions, honor Native Americans, some sort of Native American imagery as a extension and as an homage to the franchise's past and the people that he thinks, and many do as well, that he thinks he's been honoring all along. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Just getting rock and rolling here on a Sunday afternoon until 3 on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. So what do you guys make of Ron Rivera saying not only that he's in favor of a name change, also that there's two names that he's circling around on and been, kind of like emphasizing, I guess, for lack of a better term, with Dan Snyder in the Washington Post, Les Carpenter, Liz Clark, combining on this story from last night in a one-on-one interview. Again, just to be clear, tried to request Ron Rivera. He's not doing any more interviews, I guess. Whatever. So what do you guys make of A, him being in favor of a name change? I don't know what anybody would look. Whether he is or he isn't, is unimportant at this point, because there's no chance a guy as smart as that is going to come out and say, oh yeah, I'm against it, when obviously they're going to change it. Like, so I guess we'll never know the truth. We just have to, or we will never know 100%, but we just have to accept and understand that that's the way it is. And he's saying he's in favor of it. My issue is rushing to do this before September 13th. Do you guys want one more year of the Redskins? Do you guys want a change by September 13th, week one, so that you never have to deal with this again? And also, again, in that vein, what do you think of the whole idea of changing the name, but keeping, again, the color scheme and some of the Native American imagery involved in the shield, the logo, the helmet, that type of thing? 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Kedrick Golston's going to join us at 2 o'clock. Kedrick played, of course, his entire career for the Washington Redskins. We will get his thoughts on what he thinks the organization should be doing and will do and how they'll handle it and get it from a former player's perspective, especially someone as smart and as thorough as Kedrick Golston always was and is. As well, Jake Russell from the Washington Post will join us at 1:30, but we have plenty of time for your phone calls, so let's get to it right now. Line one, JT, is Kyle in Fairfax. Good afternoon, Kyle. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Kyle. What's going on?
So I'm not going to touch on my opinion on what the name should be because there's a million opinions on that. It's over. It's going to change. That's all
right.
That matters. But
that's the reality right now, right? There should be no more debating whether they should change it or not. They're going to change it, period. They have no choice.
Right. They're going to change it. There's nothing he can do about it. But you made some good points about rushing this, because here's the thing. Rebranding something of this magnitude, of the seventh most valuable American franchise or Forbes franchise, I don't know if it's American or worldwide, that takes a lot of time.
Yes.
So you can't just rush out and just change it tomorrow and assume it's going to go away. Also, you have, by Snyder not fighting this for three more years, he's obtained a little bit of power here. He can push back and say, okay, everyone wanted me to change it. I'm doing it. Hey, DC, where's RFK? You know, put some pressure, get what you want out of this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to do things like, I'm a season ticket holder. I'm in my 30s. So, you know, you had like a really angry guy on yesterday, Bill, who was like, I'm giving up my tickets.
Right.
You got to talk to some of these people and try to calm them down. You can't just change it and pretend everything's okay. If you want to keep some of us around in that half-empty stadium, talk to your fans.
So when you say when you say talk to your fans, like, and I'm asking for your opinion on this, because normally I'm giving a lot of opinions or whatever, but I'm not a fan per se. I'm certainly not a season ticket holder. What would make it good for you if they invited you guys to, I guess it won't be Redskins Park anymore, whatever park, and if they put you all under a tent and gave you food and cocktails and explained why we and basically made it a big town hall, a big open forum. What would speak to Kyle in Fairfax as a season ticket holder who, and maybe I'm putting words in your mouth, I'm interpreting that you're not thrilled with them changing the name.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not thrilled by it, but I also understand that if you're a billionaire Dan Snyder, what we say doesn't really matter that much. However, you can do a few things, especially, I think personally, it's to some of the older fans I sit with that are going to be really more offended by this.
Yeah.
You know, if you narrow it down to two or three options, right? Take our poll, just be like, which ones do you like better? Even if it's a ploy and you don't really care at the end, you can do things to make us feel important. Why don't you give your season ticket holders free merch first? Support it that way. There are things you can do to make people who are the few people left in that stadium who are giving you their weekends. I mean, I'm not stupid. I know I'm getting ripped off every time I go, but I just can't help myself. I think
that's a really novel concept, though, that I guess I didn't think of that far. Maybe at one point I would have, is spreading goodwill, but more importantly, spreading the logo and the design and the name and the merchandise and the apparel. And maybe somebody sees it and they say, oh, that kind of looks sharp. And like, to your point, the most loyal of fans, the most loyal of customers, and some of which I believe a good part of which are going to be very frustrated and disappointed and angry and maybe back out. Maybe if you extend an olive branch to them in that regard, maybe you will be able to hook back in, I don't know, 50% of the disgruntled, maybe it's more, with free merchandise or free apparel or whatever to try and spread goodwill. I think that's a great point.
Yeah, I think that's something. And then my last point on why I think it's good to take your time before I get to one thing that I'm worried about. You better come up with the coolest uniform ever to get some new blood into this. And I'm not saying I like our uniforms, but one thing I see on social media, and I think it's for a lot of younger people, like they want a black on black uniform. Or Rivera, he had that Zoom for his ticket holders like a few days ago, and he said a camouflage uniform. Do something new. Make it exciting. Yes, a lot of people like me love our color scheme, but jerseys in the NFL in general are just old. It's just an old concept. No one wants to do something new and exciting like they do in college. Change it up that way, too. Now, the thing you said about July 1st, and I'm sorry, I know you have a lot of callers, so I'll try to rush.
That's right.
If you want to make it first day of training camp, you announce the change, you have a conflict of interest for Ron Rivera. Dan Snyder hired him to just turn the football team around, and now he's already earning more than his pay because thank God he's here to handle this instead of Bruce Allen.
Yes.
However, you need to make Ron Rivera feel that, hey, I know I've got you doing a lot more than you're supposed to be doing right now, and a lot of it's not fair. However, come July 1st, there should be somebody, I don't know who, in the front office, a public spokesman, next to him and say, if you have questions about the name, you don't ask Ron, you ask me. Because if you want Ron Rivera to field these questions day one of training camp, you're creating the distraction that's been a problem with this team for 20 years.
I would agree.
All over again.
I don't know if anybody in PR is going to do that. Like, you know, basically the president has, you know, his spokesman or whatever that holds the press conference and talks on behalf of the president. That's kind of what you're trying to present, right? So I would say this. I don't know if anybody in that building would necessarily be completely qualified to answer all of those questions and whatever. I don't know. Here's what I know. If Ron Rivera continues to get pounded with questions about this after dealing with all of the coronavirus pandemic and rules and regulations, after dealing with the Black Lives Matter movement, after dealing with this particular issue over the last several weeks, if he continues to do that, you are going to break down a man that is steely tough and militant tough or military tough. He is going to break down and he is going to become, I'm convinced that he's already exhausted, but he is absolutely going to cave in and wear down, because no human being alone can be the front voice and the person that talks about every part of this for an entire football organization. So I agree with you. I think it's going to be a very, very, very tough thing for him to deal with. And that's why, again, he wants to get this done as quickly as he possibly can to bury it. He knows he's going to face questions. That's not the issue. He doesn't want questions every day about it, and he doesn't want all of the interviews that he does nationally and back in Chicago and back in Charlotte to be constantly about the Redskins and the name issue and all of that. Appreciate the phone call, Kyle. Really well done. Thank you. Good luck to you, and I appreciate you contributing. All right, we went a little bit longer there than ideally I would want to, but we have plenty of time on our hands, right? We will get to Kevin in Arlington, Irvin in D.C., Robert in Springfield, and you all coming. Oh, wait, JT the Vic saying I can break at 42 so I can keep going? Vic?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Let's just keep going. I'm sorry, I didn't see that until the last second. My bad. Let's go to line three. Irvin is in D.C. On the fan. Irvin, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Chris. Last time I talked to you was last year doing with my imaginary girlfriend, Aaron Hawksworth, wishing her a happy birthday.
I remember that. I do remember that.
Yeah, it's cool to talk to you again, man.
Yeah, man. Good to hear from you. I appreciate it.
Hey, first of all, as a DMV Cowboy fan, and a lot of fans, you know, your viewers might not like listening to him hearing me, but I just want to say it's going to be a small percentage of me is going to miss the name, seeing Washington Redskins, but I understand for the specific reasons. As opposed to, Coach Rivera not answering the question about the name change and all that, you know, I mean, he's got to, you know, buckle up and just go with it, you know, because – or be like Coach Belichick, just brush it off, just make it simple, a simple answer, and keep going, because we're here to talk about, you know, what happened, win, lose, or draw based on that game, present game. If I had a name named a new name for Washington along, you know, with Red Tails or Warriors, how about the Washington Sattlers, having a traditional thing with, you know, keeping with the Native American tradition, especially if Coach, Dan Snyder wants to keep the uniforms and stuff the same.
Wait, you said you said
that's all I really want to say. I just want to get your intake on it. But it was always cool to talk to you, Rowdy WrestleMania, Mr. Ground Turkey himself.
Love you, man. Appreciate it, Irvin. He said Sattlers, right? Irvin, are you still there or no?
He's off, but okay. I thought he said Settlers.
Settlers? I couldn't tell if it was Saddlers or Settlers. Either way, I don't know. Like, my big thing, and again, I could be completely wrong here, is I do not want anything to do with, again, anything that could come back and haunt them 2 months from now, 2 weeks from now, 5 years from now, 20 years from now. Again, you have to avoid anything to do with Native American imagery. You have to avoid anything that could be controversial in nature, even if it means coming up with something bland, generic, vague, kind of just bland and generic. Even if it's something your fans ultimately don't like, you cannot afford to deal with this over and over and over and over again. You cannot give anybody any room to say, yeah, you changed the name, but you dummies didn't change everything. You're still insulting Native Americans. You're still honoring the name Redskins. You cannot do that under any circumstances. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. JT, why don't you, for the next segment, why don't you get that call that we referenced earlier in the show from Miles' show, and we'll play that at the start of the next segment and get that kind of going as a conversation piece, because I think it's interesting, and it's pretty strong criticism of Ron Rivera, which to my knowledge would be the first time that anybody around here has strongly criticized him. One Twitter follower, Rocky on Twitter, says Brian LaFemina would have been a great spokesman. Too bad he got fired. Yeah, you're right. Too bad he got fired by Bruce and Dan. 6 months into it. All right, let's get more calls in. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's go to our pal Kevin in Arlington on the Fan. Hey, Kev, how are you?
Hey, Rooster, happy Sunday.
Good to hear from you, Kev.
And unlike our previous caller, I don't have an imaginary girlfriend. I have a wife of over 20 years who's celebrating her birthday today. And
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday. What's her name?
Her name is Kathy.
Well, happy birthday, Kathy, and I hope, you know, the time that, you know, we're in right now is obviously just the most weird and strange thing, but everybody should enjoy their birthday and get to do something special, whatever it is. So I'm sure you'll take care of that, Kev, but happy birthday to Kathy.
We're doing our best to stay positive. We have some plans, and it's going to be fun, and it's been fun. And, you know, like everyone, we're trying to do our best to be safe and to endure and persevere. But on to the name change and the debate at hand. Now, let me start by saying I agree with what you're saying. I mean, it's PR 101. You take your time with this. You come forward with something that cannot be challenged, if you will, as you're describing, in 10, 20 years, you do it right. And unfortunately, Chris, I don't think that's at play whatsoever. I thought they tipped their hand with their statement where the quote from Ron talked about honoring our military. Now, Ron has always been, in Carolina and elsewhere, one to honor the military. I mean, like me, he's an Army brat. I get it. But I think the decision has already been made. And I think it's either going to be Warriors or Braves, because Dan's a fighter. Dan doesn't worry that it's going to come back to haunt him. I think he probably welcomes the fight. And I think he feels like the only way we link to the past is to be, you know, sort of on the edge with the change. And you do have to remember, I mean, the defending Super Bowl champions are, in fact, the Kansas City Chiefs. Right. I haven't heard boo about them having to change anything. Now, maybe that'll come, but I haven't heard boo. I think if they go back to Braves, or if they go to Warriors, and if they don't have the logo of the proud Indian warrior on the helmet,
Let me jump in here on that note. I understand exactly what you're saying, and I believe it will be something more military than maybe patriotic, even though the two are kind of joined at the hip, right? I think Ron's influence is that strong, okay? I think it will be something more military than maybe purely patriotic, okay? That's number, or purely Washington, D.C. That's number one. Number two, if Dan feels, well, I'm going to show them, I'm going to connect the past, I'm going to not divorce the past, I'm going to win, I'm going to fight, I would just say this. How did the fight turn out the first time?
I don't think that's the right strategy, but this is Dan we're talking about.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get through to Dan in whatever forum that I have to say, listen, Dan, I get what you want to do. I understand what you want to do. I know what you want to do. I get it. I understand it. I feel it. However, you can't put yourself in that position. You can't be that stubborn and put yourself in a position to keep the Mike Wises and the Mike Florios and all of these people in business. You can't do it. You cannot allow it under any circumstances because it is so counterproductive to what you're trying to do, which is to win football games and to be a good organization with a good man running it as the front face. So there's so many other things to worry about than just connecting an ode to the past. In my opinion. Now, real quickly, the other thing is, when you say like the Warriors or the Braves or something like that, you know, I'd just be very, very careful. You say, well, nobody's saying anything about the Chiefs. I mean, I've heard some criticism about the Chiefs, all that over the years. It's not anywhere near what the Redskins have dealt with, obviously. But I would just say this. The Cleveland Indians, after years of changing the Chief Wahoo and all that stuff, thinking that that was going to appease everybody, now they're considering a name change to their franchise. So my point is if you go Braves, Warriors, or whatever, or Seminoles, or whatever the situation might be, 5 years from now, we might be living in a completely different world and in a completely different culture.
So I agree, and I was just laying out what I think has already happened, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope you're right and that there is a more protracted and thoughtful process that truly takes community involvement and involvement from stakeholders like the Native Americans and determines how best to proceed. On that note, can I say one last thing?
Absolutely.
I have an idea for a name. I've had it for a while, and I don't know if it's a sexy name or a great name, but it does pay homage to people who wear the uniform, whether it be a military uniform, even a police uniform, or a fire uniform, that protect and serve. It's commanders. You have everything from police commanders to commanders in the Navy to commanders in the Coast Guard. You have commanders in police and fire and rescue. Hmm. And you have a commander in chief. And to me, Washington is about honoring people who protect and serve and wear the uniform or once did. And in these times where we're trying to get to a situation where there are no bad cops, there are only good and informed cops, where we want to have our men and women in uniform continue to represent the best of us, I feel like that's a possibility, something to be considered.
I like that. I have not heard that before, and I'm disappointed that I didn't think of it. I mean, I'm just looking up the official, you know, dictionary definition is a person in authority. So, I mean, you know, the noun definition of it, a person in authority, especially over a body of troops or a military operation. So, I mean, it would be a little bit of an awkward fit if you're like literally using the dictionary definition. But to your point, it's a common Naval Air Force officer rank. It's used in other organizations, like you said, police forces, which might be a little tricky if you're going to go down that route. Considering everything that we're going through right now, it's also defined as a member of a higher class in some orders of knighthood. Again, I would have to do more research to make sure that it is not offensive under any circumstances potentially to anybody. But that is one of those names that kind of ties everything together and could possibly be. Yeah. Good job. Appreciate it as always, Kev. Good to hear from you and happy birthday to your wife. All right, let's squeeze in. Oh, okay. Let's take a break, and we will get more of your calls coming up here in just a moment. 800-636-1067. Again, former Redskin defensive lineman Kedrick Golston will join us at 2. Jake Russell from the Washington Post will join us at 1:30. You can continue to join us right now at 800-636-1067. Coming up next, a call you'll want to hear from earlier today on The Fan. And blistering criticism of the new head coach on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it is a Sunday, July the 5th, 2020, a weekend unlike any other. We have a little bit of breaking news before we get to the planned sound and audio that we were going to use that kind of will maybe lead us in a different direction. Davey Martinez, the manager of the World Series champion, Washington Nationals, according to now multiple reporters, just announced that two players, unidentified, of course, have tested positive for COVID-19. Of course, again, unnamed players, but they are players, not coaches, not staff, not personnel. Two Washington Nationals players have tested positive for COVID-19. We will give you any details that we get as we come across them. Maybe we will find out who the players are. Don't know exactly, but 2 out of 60 is basically how it's being phrased on Twitter by all the different reporters that are covering the world champion Washington Nationals. So we just wanted to pass that along to you. Before we go any further and before we get back to your phone calls, wanted to play back this audio. Chris Miles was doing a theme this morning on his show about, you know, kind of, I guess the best way to put it is, you know, crazy, outlandish kind of names and giving people that form, right, for just a little bit of a different spin. And I came across this audio via Vic, and I'll leave it at that, via JT the Vic. And he said, hey, look, you got to listen to this. So I listened to it while I was out on my walk/run, and I was like, whoa. So I wanted to play it back for you under the context of this caller, and he's just a caller. He's not a guest, not a host. This caller said something that was really, really interesting that I strongly disagree with, but I want you to hear it, and then I'm going to ask you about it afterwards at 800-636-1067. So JT the Vic, fire away.
You know, this Rivera guy comes in. He's a Jeff Fisher clone. He comes into town, and he says, you know, this is very personal to me. I want the name changed. Whatever he did, he didn't coach a Dagon down in this town. And to longtime fans like myself who supported the team, buy merchandise, go to games, and now they're changing the name on us. And this guy comes out of nowhere. He's a big jerk. And he says it's personal to me, too. This means a lot to me. Been a fan since 75. I spend my money there, and you know they're losing me as a fan and alienating me, the very small portion of the fan base that is still going to be around. There's a big portion of that, like myself, who can be really alienated by this guy.
All right, so that was Steve in Cincinnati, right? Steve in Cincinnati. It's just one person's opinion, but for him to say that this is all on Ron Rivera, to me, or largely on Ron Rivera, just because he was quoted in the Washington Post as saying essentially he's in favor of the name change and would like to get it done. Listen, this is not on Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera, when he took this job, maybe he thought about it. Maybe he thought about it. But Ron Rivera did not take this job with the thought that in the first 6 months of being on the job, he is going to deal with the COVID testing and protocols and setup and no off-season program. On top of that, have the Black Lives Matter movement and what the Redskins he had to decide all of that. And now this. Okay? So, please, to me, what do you want Ron to say? I'm anti the name or name change? There's no chance he's going to say that. Whether he is or he isn't, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Now, maybe he was against the name from the start. A little bit weird that you would take a job that quickly if you were so strongly opposed to the name, right? A little bit weird. So, again, I don't sit here and blame Ron Rivera for driving this train. This is a train that was driven by the media. This was a train that was absolutely, I mean, the Redskins were stubborn. The Redskins were defiant. The Redskins were probably nonchalant about it. They thought, oh, we have the protection of the Supreme Court, trademarks. The situation went away largely for 3 years, maybe a little bit more than that. We're fine. We're good. It's over. It's done. The Washington Post 504 people poll spoke for everything we need. They thought all of that. Nobody could have seen this coming. I don't think Ron could have seen it coming. Do not blame Ron Rivera. Ron is, I'm not saying he's just going along with the flow. I'm not saying that he's not in favor of a name change. He's smart enough, sensible enough, where I can absolutely see where he would be in favor of a name change. However, the one thing that we absolutely have to point out is, at least in every fiber of my being, I do not believe Ron Rivera walked into the building 2 weeks ago and said, Dan, it's either me or the name change. I don't believe that. I think Roger Goodell, and it's been reported, I think Keim reported it as well, Jason Reed from The Undefeated reported it as well, that Roger Goodell, when he made that statement about Black Lives Matter and about not tolerating any racism or any sort of situation like that, really started to go to work on Dan Snyder. And as the drumbeat got louder, as the noise got louder, that's where this took a turn. I don't think this is on Ron Rivera. I could be totally wrong. I don't think I am. To me, to blame Ron Rivera is ridiculous. It's kind of absurd. What do you guys make of that? What do you guys make of that caller's criticism that basically this is all on Ron Rivera and he is the one that turned the tide just because of what he said in the Washington Post last night? To me, that's absurd. Unless I'm missing something that the caller meant, but I don't know how you could take it any other way. I really don't. All right, coming up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. More of your calls. JT, should we take another call here or should we go to break? What should we do?
Let's go to break here and then we'll take some calls.
Let's go to break. We'll come back just a couple of minutes. Don't worry. We don't have top of the hour updates or anything like that. We will knock down your calls again. Jake Russell from the Washington Post at 1:30. Kedrick Golston, former Redskin, at 2 o'clock. We're with you until 3. All your calls coming up. I see Mark in Largo, Robert in Springfield, and more. Plus, what a former NFL cornerback said about a Hall of Fame Redskins cornerback that'll make you shake your head. All of that to come right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.